Chapter 1. A Late Customer. One Friday afternoon, Alan Best sat in his jewellery shop in Manchester and watched the rain outside the window.
"Look at that rain," he said to Helen, his shop assistant. "It's rained all day. That's why we didn't have many customers today."
"Yes, you're right, Mr. Best," said Helen. "We should have a shop in the shopping centre instead of on the street."
She looked at her watch.
"Well, it's 5:30, Mr. Best," she said.
"You can go home now," said Alan. "I'll close the shop."
Helen put on her raincoat and said,
"Goodbye, Mr. Best."
"Goodbye, Helen," answered Alan. "See you tomorrow."
Alan started to close the shop.
"I'd like a shop in the shopping centre, but it's too expensive," he thought.
Suddenly, Alan saw a handsome, well-dressed young man outside the shop. He was holding an umbrella and looking at the jewellery in the shop window. Alan opened the door.
"Can I help you, sir?" Alan said.
"We've got some beautiful jewellery in the shop. Would you like to come inside?" The man came into the shop and put his umbrella beside the door.
This man looks familiar," thought Alan.
He looked at the man's elegant clothes.
"This man is rich. Perhaps he'll buy something expensive," he thought.
"Good evening," said the man. "My name is Carsten Peters, and I'm from Denmark. I'm here in England for a short time to do some fashion shows. I'm a model, you see."
The two men shook hands.
"Ah, you're a model," said Alan. "That's why you seem familiar."
He pointed to a poster on the wall.
"Look at that advert. Isn't that you in the photo?"
The two men looked at the poster. A young couple was dancing. The woman was wearing a lot of diamond jewellery.
"Yes, I made that advert here in England with a model from the Swanson Agency," said Carsten. "It's a very popular advert. It's in many newspapers and magazines."
"Perhaps you can autograph the poster for me later," Alan said. "Now, how can I help you?"
"I'm looking for a special ring for my girlfriend," Carsten explained. "I'm going to ask her to marry me."
Alan was excited, but he tried to act calm.
"We've got some beautiful rings. Do you see anything you like?"
he asked.
"Yes, your jewellery is very nice," said Carsten. "But perhaps you've got something really special."
"I understand," said Alan. "I've got some very special rings. I'll bring them to you. I'll be back in a minute."
Alan walked quickly into his office at the back of the shop. Then he took a picture from the wall behind his desk. There was a small safe in the wall, and he opened it. Suddenly, he had the feeling that Carsten was watching him. He turned quickly and saw Carsten standing near him.
"This office is private," Alan said. "Please wait for me in the shop. I'll be with you in a minute."
"Oh, I'm sorry," Carsten said, and returned to the shop.
Alan turned quickly back to the safe.
"Carsten has seen the safe and the alarm button," he thought angrily. "Nobody should know where they are."
He tried to stay calm. He took a small box from the safe, closed the safe, then went back to the shop and sat down with Carsten at a small glass table.
"Here are our most elegant rings," said Alan.
He gave a beautiful ring to Carsten. Carsten examined it.
"This one is beautiful," he said. "How much does it cost?"
Alan told Carsten the price. The ring was very expensive.
"That's a lot of money," said Carsten. "Can I think about it for a few days?"
He gave the ring to Alan. Alan tried not to show his disappointment.
Yes, of course, Mr. Peters, he said. He put the ring in the box and closed it. Please give me your phone number, and if someone comes and wants to buy the ring, I'll call you before I sell it.
I'm staying at the Palace Hotel, said Carsten. Just ask for Carsten Peters. Everyone in the hotel knows me.
Carsten stood up and shook hands with Alan.
Thank you for showing me your special jewellery. Good night, he said.
It was my pleasure, Mr. Peters, said Alan. Goodbye.
Carsten took his umbrella and left the shop. Alan felt strange.
Friendly young man, he thought. But why did he come into my office? I'm suspicious of him.
Then he looked at the wall.
Oh, no, he said. He forgot to autograph the poster.